Jazz pianist and composer Sir Roland Hanna died yesterday. He was jazz royalty, knighted by the Liberian government, and appreciated by peers and fans alike. Hanna was known for playing in diverse styles that sometimes reflected the whole history of jazz piano. NPR's Felix Contreras reports.
Sir Roland Hanna was 70 years old when he died Wednesday, which means he came of age musically during one of the most creative periods in jazz. The early 1950s, when Hanna arrived in New York from his native Detroit, were the days of bebop. Though he had studied classical piano from age 11, he fell under the spell of jazz pianists like Art Tatum and Teddy Wilson.
I came up amongst so many fantastic piano players. Detroit seemed to just give off of musicians, you know.
After a stint in the Army, he studied music at both the Eastman School of Music and the Juilliard in New York. He joined Benny Goodman's band in 1958, then completed his musical studies. He eventually worked with Sarah Vaughan, Coleman Hawkins, and the Thad Jones, Mel Lewis Big Band, among others. He was recognized for his ability to cover much stylistic terrain in jazz, in both his playing and his compositions. From the hard-driving swing of Benny Goodman to the musical challenges of Charles Mingus and the small group bop sessions he recorded under his own name, he has over 400 compositions for jazz ensembles, trios for flute, cello, and French horn, and larger works for piano and orchestra. He found inspiration in pop music as well as classical music.
Well, I try to write music that is of today's idiom. You know, I borrow certain qualities or sounds from what I hear in the pop world, and I also I still have one foot in the 19th century, listening to Chopin and Schumann.
In a genre that includes counts and dukes among its pantheon, Sir Roland Hanna was an actual knight. In 1970, he performed a series of concerts in the African nation of Liberia, raising money to build schools there. In appreciation, the then president of Liberia bestowed the title of Knight Commander on Hanna.
When we came back to the United States, we were called to Washington, D.C. I took my family with me, and we went to the Liberian consulate on Massachusetts Avenue, and there we had to kneel down, and they conferred the honor with the scroll they gave us, you know, which says Knight Commander for a certain number of, you know, at a certain time.
Sir Roland Hanna kept a busy concert schedule and taught music full-time at Queens College in New York. He was on tour in Japan in early October when he became ill, according to family members. He died of congestive heart failure in a hospital near his home in Harris, New York. Felix Contreras, NPR News, Washington.